on the road from ruin to redemption, it matters how you handle the Word of God. Is God's Word like a fire extinguisher, kept in an easily located place but only brought out in times when your life is on fire? Then your hope for life is in yourself, who only needs a little assistance when things get really bad. How you handle God's Word shines a light on your hope for life. Is God's Word like a vending machine that has lots of options and promises and truths to choose from, based solely on what you desire at the moment and to the neglect of everything else in the machine? Then your hope for life is in your own intellect and your own ability to decide what parts of God's Word are good for you and which are not needful. How you handle God's Word shines a light on your hope for life. Is God's Word like a vitamin? A small dose of it every day brings into your life health and wealth and keeps away any trial and pain and suffering? Then your hope in life is comfort, ease, and the things of this world. How you handle God's Word shines a light on your hope for life. How you view its authority, how you read the entire story, how you think of the main character, how you build it into your life. All of these issues highlight and point to what your hope for life, now and forever, truly is. In the next episode of Day by Day, we will watch a business deal go down between two men. And at the heart of the deal is what will each of them do regarding the Word of God. Will they both respect and honor God's Word? Well, you'll have to wait until next time to find out. Or you could go read it for yourself in Ruth chapter 4. Today, please pray for Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Dong Mae Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana, West Africa.